For example, PLDT 0 and created as date is 02/22/2025. Dictation is 4. Jose Garcia, Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A, Jose spells J-O-S-E, date of birth is 03/05/1960, 64-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up and physical exam period. Patient stated last time he was here approximately 2 years ago and has not been seen a regular doctor since period. Said he has a history of COPD, asthma, and would like to have medication refill for these conditions period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 97%, room air blood pressure is 180 over 81, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period, next paragraph, HENT normal, no sorry, up neck. Full range of motion or rigidity, patient has some fullness in the anterior surface of his neck, in the region of his thyroid gland. And no venous distension or pulsation, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, he has one plus spitting edema in his lower extremities, next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding period, none tended to palpation period, no rebound, no peritoneal signs period, next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2, tenders normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is asthma, number 2 COPD, number 3 arteriosclerotic disease, open parentheses, an ultrasound patient has plaque deposit in his the cervical vessels. However, based on ultrasound criteria, the claudication is not significant, period. Next paragraph. A respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guard, no visible peristalsis, period. And does normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microbes or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period, next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial alert, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is asthma, number 2 COPD, number 3 medication refill, number 4 arteriosclerotic disease, period, next paragraph. The following was done in the clinic today, ultrasound of patient's organ systems, circulation. Ultrasound reveals arteriosclerotic plaque deposit in the cervical vessels. However, no significant stenosis period. Next paragraph, labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, testosterone, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D3. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 9, the next medication. Triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. Apply BID for 30 days. Please go back to physical examination. Is hands. There are some fissures, scaly macule on the volar surface of his hands. The patient indicate that he works in water for a prolonged period of time and notice these lesions in hand when he's exposed to water at work, period. Next paragraph. Back to plan. Health maintenance. Patient was given a consultation to the gastroenterology specialist for screening colonoscopy. Next line. EKG was done clinically today. EKG revealed sinus bradycardia. Correction. A sinus rhythm with first degree AV block. Patient is asymptomatic. I will monitor this patient and repeat EKGs on a routine basis. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Singular, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication. Albuterol, 90 micrograms. MDI, take 2 puffs. TID, PRN for wheezing. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL, 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for wheezing, period. Next paragraph, Symbicort, 160/4-5 micrograms, 2 sprays, BID for 90 days, number 1 inhaler. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.